Glory to Jesus Christ, dear parishioners. I'm very sorry, but due to technical problems, we were not able to record today's liturgy. And maybe it is good, because it was really quite strange to serve liturgy in empty church. World is really strange in these times. World is different. But many express the thought and hope that after this pandemic, there will be a change, that the life will be not the same as was before. Many say or expect changes in way how we live, in economy. Many expect change in politics, social life. And there are many who expect with hope that after this pandemic, people will become better, that they will be transformed, they will be better and holier. I agree with all these statements. I really believe that there will be change in future, that this pandemic will change our lives. But I'm a little bit skeptical if we come out from this crisis as a better people and holier people. Because this requires transformation of our heart. And this is not easy process. It requires effort, dedication, and desire, and zeal. We cannot change our heart just through wish. We have to make really concrete steps towards that. And maybe we even don't know what to use for this transformation of our hearts. The church knows the recipe. The church offers us a spiritual experience of many saints who went through this transformation. And many of them in the beginning were big sinners, but they decided to follow these instructions which are coming from gospel, from the spiritual experience of saints, and they transformed their hearts. If we want some kind of change, better change, to come after this pandemic, we should do the same. We should listen to these instructions which are helping us to go through this transformation of our hearts and souls. Today we commemorate a great teacher of spiritual life, Saint John Climac. He wrote a book, its name is Letter of the Divine Ascent. And he divided this process of transformation in 30 steps, and he described each step in details. And he says in the first step that the first condition, or if we want to start this our transformation of heart, so we have to make a very painful and not easy step. We should detach from the world. He means, under this term word, he means this external influence which is coming from the world, but he means even this world which is hidden in our heart. All these impulses which are coming out from our sinful passions. He says that if we are not able to make this step, then we block, we stop, we don't allow our soul to grow and to be transformed. Saint Isaac Syrian, he says that if human heart is filled with world, then that heart is not able to receive knowledge which is coming from above. And it is normal. If we have a jar which is filled to brim, we cannot add anything there. And this is the problem, very common problem of our spiritual life. When we come to pray with heart filled with world, we come to for the liturgy or we listen God's words with heart filled with world. And then we have an experience, and it's not only our experience, we can see it in the life of others, that immediately when we go out from the church after the liturgy or after our prayer home, we enter immediately to the life we led before. This time for God is just break, little break from our normal activities, from our way of life. And this is why we don't have that zeal, excitement, this desire to keep God's commandments, because heart which is filled with world cannot receive this help from above. What is this help from above? Holy Fathers, they say that when we make this step, when we detach from the world, immediately our heart receives first gift from God. And this gift is gift of Holy Spirit, and we call this gift fear of God. We should not be scared to use these words, because it is really big gift for each person. Because it is this deep respect for God, deep respect for His commandments. A person who tries to detach from the world immediately gets this gift which opens his eyes, opens eyes of soul, and person starts to understand God's commandments, God's words, and feels this pressure which are coming from these words, from the gospel, pressure which pushes him to act according to these words. This state is not pleasant, because when we detach from the world and we receive this gift of Holy Spirit, this fear of God, we will be horrified, because we will start to see our heart as it is. Passions will become visible. This fear of God uncover these passions, and we'll be horrified that we are not those people we thought that we are. Everything will be more clear for us. And in that measure, that our first feeling will be to go to our knees and to start to God for mercy, forgiveness, for His grace. But in the same time, we will experience some kind of God's consolation. It is this hope that God has mercy on us and He wants to lead us towards fulfillment of His plan with us, which is eternal life with Him. And this understanding of soul gives us hope, excitement, desire, and courage to start this journey towards holiness, towards God. To make this step, to detach from the world, it's not easy. It's very difficult because we have to break many habits we put to our life. And it's difficult to change it. But we can see this time we are living in and some kind like a God's gift, because we are forced to go to seclusion, to some kind of isolation. We are forced to give up of many of our activities. And through this, God offers us time to accept this and turn our eyes towards Him. Our heart might be not totally detached from the world, but will be empty enough to receive this gift of Holy Spirit, this fear of God, which will start this activity of grace in our hearts. Let's use time wisely, this time which was given to us. Let's use this time of crisis when we are forced to change our life. Do it with good intention and direction. It is very important because Saint John Climax says that if we are not able to master this first step, this detachment from God, we will be not able to grow in other 29 steps. Detachment from the world is condition for starting of spiritual life, real spiritual life. So use this Sunday, which is probably stripped off from many of usual activities we used to do on Sundays. Let's use this time which was forcefully given to us to accept as a gift, as and with intention even to go to deeper seclusion, isolation, with this voluntary accepting this detachment, asking God for His grace, for His help, and for His guidance. It would be great if we are able to make this step. Because if we are able to do this, then I will be wrong if I said that I'm skeptical that people will go out from this crisis more holier. If we make this step, I will be wrong. And I really wish to be wrong in my skepticism. Be safe. The church is praying for you.